Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. The mayor and the police commissioner are about to make a public safety announcement at One Police Plaza. Let's get a preview from our Juliet Papa.
One of the targets, ghost guns. As many as 200 have been recovered since the beginning of the year. These are guns literally put together with kits, 3D printers, with no form of registration or serial number. Mayor Adams really went off early this morning after a cop was shot by an armed suspect.
Who the hell will protect the innocent New Yorkers in this city? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. It is time for us to stop spending our energy protecting people who are committing crimes and violence.
The mayor says 2,600 guns have been taken off the streets so far this year. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Well, the mayor speaking overnight after an NYPD officer, as Juliet said, the son-in-law of a cop, a member of a Bronx Borough public safety team, was shot chasing a suspect. The cop is okay. He's out of the hospital already. The suspect, who was out on the streets after being arrested on a gun charge and for fair beating, was killed. And the NYPD's transit chief is adjusting the strategy underground. Uniformed officers will now ride the trains overnight and for longer stretches of time because of the spike in crime. A tourist from California is in the hospital right now after being stabbed in Times Square at about 3 o'clock this morning. Police say Ronald Drew and his daughter were walking on West 40th and 8th Avenue when the suspect made a derogatory comment about the girl. Drew got into an argument with the suspect, who then stabbed him in the stomach. The suspect ran away and has not been caught. New inflation numbers are just out. The Labor Department says inflation rose 8.3% over the past year, although it did slow from last month's four-decade high. Joining us live on Newsline was Caleb Silver, the editor-in-chief over at Investopedia.
Prices are still pretty high here, near a 40-year high. So down a little bit from March, which is maybe a signal that we peaked a little bit in terms of inflation, but we still have very high food and energy prices.
Well, nationally, the price of a gallon of regular gas has reached a record $4.67 here in New York City. A new audit finds the MTA's fire suppression systems at subway and bus facilities are not up to standards. The MTA's Office of the Inspector General says they need immediate attention, including the one at a Manhattan train yard, where the water pressure isn't strong enough to accommodate a new fire pump. The report also found that fire pumps at 22 out of 23 transit facilities have not received their annual inspections. An MTA executive says the pumps were just inspected over the last 3 weeks. Gun violence claims the life of another teen in the city. A 17-year-old boy fatally shot last night after being followed by a group of teens into Big Sal Deli Grocery on West 170th Street and Ogden Avenue. The Daily News reports the victim lives in the area and had prior disputes with those suspects who attacked him. So far, no arrests have been made. The NYPD searching for this suspect or suspects who slashed the tires of 41 cars in Midtown. Most of the cars were parked along 7th and 8th Avenue. Nine of the vehicles belonged to members of the FDNY and the U.S. Secret Service. If you know anything, call Crime Stoppers. A body has now been found after a fire at a waste management facility in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Our Sam Liebman on the scene for Newsline.
Juliet lives nearby.
Pitch black smoke. You can see it across it.
It took hours for firefighters to get it under control. The smoke and fumes filling the area, prompting evacuations.
On a bad day, it smells horrific. And with the fire, I bet whatever smoke that was, it's not going to help us at all.
This apparently not the first fire here. Keith Owens lives across the street.
Well, the place caught on fire last year, but not as big as this one.
According to the mayor, in this fire, there was a partial roof collapse, keeping firefighters from going inside. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Elizabeth.
In Albany, an effort is underway to persuade lawmakers to pass the Clean Slate Act, which would allow New Yorkers to have their records automatically sealed 3 years from sentencing for misdemeanors and 7 years from sentencing for felonies. Statewide organizer for the Center for Community Alternatives, Garrett Smith, telling 1010 Winds.
It's for the community. It's for people who are citizens, that's working, that's taxpayers, all these things that people talk about. It's not for people that's currently going through the criminal legal system. It's people who already are out and done with that. It's a part of their past.
An event is being held in Albany at 11 o'clock this morning.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.